using the mouse?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One access for two locks.
Yeah, that's why we're doing a shared, common.
And then how do you access the lot number 4? Is that off of Church Road?
Yes, sir.
Of course, these are all things that the Planning Commission has to look at. He has to bring driveway availability for each lot before the Planning Commission could approve this plat. If he meets with Road and Bridge and they say, no, you can't have one because of site distance, and then they may have to modify the plat. Again, this is just a draft theory that hasn't even come before the Planning Commission yet.
Can I ask the Road and Bridge Administrator a question?
Come on up, Mr.
Control.
No, I wanted to ask the Road and Bridge Administrator a question. Okay. Can you put a temporary entrance there, chatted out, coming off of a county road without going through the road department?
No. You have to get an entrance permit. Mm-hmm. You do have a road coming out to Deep Creek, or a driveway coming out to Deep Creek with a culvert in it, just south of that easement.
Yeah, just.
We don't have any record that you ever came through and got an entrance permit.
I'll have to follow up on that exactly. Yep.
So then.
Are you saying he has an entrance that he shouldn't have? Is that what you guys are saying?
Yes.
Okay. I would probably go through the proper steps and get that record.
Yes, sir.
Where is the school the administration building entrance road coming out right there? Right there?
Let's see if we can get out of it here.
And that's where the school bus stops to pick up the kids.
It's working.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost directly across from you.
And that's the reason you go to the Road and Bridge, so they can consider all those things for safety.
Understood. Makes sense.
Mr. and Mrs. Is it Burkhalter?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, the print is like super fine, so I can barely make it out.
I think they signed up to speak.
Did they sign up to speak? Well, even if they didn't, I'm still going to ask some questions.
We will.
I forget how this works.
Some about it, right?
I don't have any other. I mean, I'm sure we'll ask more questions.
Yes, sir.
I don't have any other thing else. Do you guys have anything for him? Or?
We held zoning meetings throughout every township. When this one was held at that time, was there a reason that no one came before, and the maps were out there to look at? Was there a reason that your company didn't come before Mr. Redford at that time to ask for it at that time consideration to have it zoned at that time before we had approved the zoning maps?
No reason.
Again, I'm just trying to. You said Mr. Redford. You got Greg Richards?
Yes, I'm an acting agent.
I didn't know that. You got William Wilson and Margaret Wilson.
That's the
landowner.
That's the landowners.
And
yes.
You guys are developing it for them?
Yes.
I kind of have a concern on that lot between this residential home and the residential section right behind it there. What I think I'm hearing is that you probably will put duplex there later. Maybe it looks like there just may be room for one.
We still need to look. I have no idea, excuse me, what we're going to do back there. I really can't speculate.
Yeah. And I realize when it's zoned, and that's...
Which in the current zoning, they could build a huge office complex there.
Which we were going to do.
That's
why this is already...
Yeah, I saw it was zoned for O, so mm-hmm. I assumed that that was the intent mm-hmm. when...
So, yeah, we could have put offices all through there.
Mm-hmm.
But what will be there now, when and if Mr. Redford decides, will probably more than likely just be residential homes, not duplexes, mm-hmm. just for the density.
It'd go into the Bee Creek sewer system that
city
goes
Branson.
To the city.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where the city limits is at right there?
It's way far south by Cozy Cove, isn't it?
About down in that area, yes.
Cozy you can
Cove.
See it on that zoning map mm-hmm. plane there, colored in the dark. I've got that parcel marked for you.
I've already spoke with the utilities department for the city of Branson for our paperwork and what we need to do.
It's probably a mile south of
Thank
there.
Thank you. Yep. That's what I was wondering. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't think we have any more questions right at this time.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to ask if anyone is here for in remonstrance of the petition, come forward, or in opposition of this petition, come forward. State your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Richard Burkhalter. I live at 1781 Bee Creek Road. Is that residential parcel that's directly north of the area in question. And I originally opposed the rezoning to R3 predominantly based on a traffic issue because of the easement right in front of our house. And that easement, incidentally, the current easement as such only extends to the southwest corner of our lot. It does not go all the way through. That is part of that property parcel. So I did want to make sure that we were all understanding where the actual easement is, the current one. So, and I do have survey drawings if you need to look at those. But that is where the easement is. And I think it'll show up on your records, too. So R2 would be somewhat acceptable to us. My preference, of course, would be R1. I think that the density and the size of the lots and so on and forth like that would be far better served at an R1 zoning as opposed to R2. I do understand that next to commercial or office that it's typical to put in multifamily dwellings. There's a progression of single family, multifamily, then commercial. But due to the traffic situation around that area, Bee Creek being a very, very busy road, I just would feel like that would be better served to have a lesser of a traffic issue through there. Entrance onto Bee Creek can be a challenge. Believe me, we've lived there 8 years now, and that can be a real challenge through there. Secondly, I used to have an office over at Corporate Place, and coming out Corporate Place onto Church Road is also a challenge because on either side of that entrance, the road drops off substantially. Very, very difficult to see traffic. So even if that were connected into Corporate Place, that that still would be a hazardous area, albeit the school bus wouldn't be affected. So our concerns were mostly for the traffic situation. And obviously, with our driveway, that's going to make it also very congested getting in and out because of other traffic coming by there. So that was our particular objections to the R3. And like I said, our preference would be R1. Are there any questions that you have for us?
I'm asking, I'm assuming you'd prefer R1, but R2 even over office space. Is that,
I beg your pardon?
Is that a fair assumption?
Say that again.
You'd rather be residential as opposed to office, regardless of R2 versus R1.
I think that R1 would be suitable, but again, we recognized that it was zoned commercial when we bought the property, and that could have an effect. Although at the time when we purchased the property, there was no intent to develop that property, because we called and talked to the owner, and there was no intent at that time to develop the property. So we felt pretty comfortable. We have put a lot of money into that place. We've probably put over $80,000 into our home there.
Is that Chuck Barnes' old place, or is that the next one north?
Say again?
Is that Chuck Barnes' old place, or is that
the one? The one directly north to us is Chuck Barnes' place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who has maintained that easement driveway?
We've had to do that, ma'am. In fact, the last time, two times ago when they brought heavy equipment in there to do that initial grading and so on and so forth like that, we had to come back in and put $800 worth of work into that that easement to clean up that driveway.
I'm confused when you said you realized it was zoned commercial. The county hasn't had, that's in the county, and it's not had zoning until we just adopted it about a month or so ago.
Well, that's what I was told anyway. I didn't check any county records.
Am I correct on that, Scott?
There was a Division 3-4 office. That's why we zoned it O originally.
Yeah.
Because there's an old Division 3 for those other office buildings, which included this parcel. So that's the reason we zoned it O originally. So it had a Division 3, so it's not zoned commercial. It's zoned for office.
Yeah.
Per office. The Division 3.
Per the Division 3. And the Division 3 goes with the property.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have to come back.
Oh, it's...
So that's why we didn't zone it at R, because it had that Division 3 on it.
Okay. And I was looking at our drive again, and that's a circle drive, and the way it's set up right now, and that's the way it was when we bought the property again. My thinking is because it's so close to Bee Creek, at that intersection, it's going to be very difficult to use that. We may be forced to have to reroute that drive, if it's permissible to do so, directly onto Bee Creek, because I don't know if we can deal with the traffic there. That would be a situation that we'd have to look into.
Are you talking about from your property directly onto? Okay.
Yeah, this... You see right here the circle drive?
Right.
See how close that is right here? And right now, we just pull right out here and do this, and then turn on Bee Creek. If this becomes a major traffic way through here, that's going to be difficult for us to use that.
Well, when you say, and I'm not disregarding what you're saying, I don't see more than two houses being there, so I don't know that it'd be a